The pages, we're coming to the conclusion of this kuntzus from Rav Motl's introduction to Chassidus. On the bottom of page 26, Tazayin, the Shia today is Lili Nishmas, Rav Tzvi ben Yosef Dov, Shem Shav and Aliyah, Mishpach Shav only Simcha Nachas and Yosef Shav. We learned last week how the division that seems to have come down in our times as being between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim regarding what role the mitzvah of Talmud Torah plays in the life of a Jew. We learned how Emes, it's not a machloikis chassidim and misnagdim, but rather we were learning how the derech hagro is a chiddush bechlal in the world. The Chassam Sofer, the Rebbe Avinu Snaibishitz, the Tzaddikim by the Svardim, never had such a musug of widespread Talmud Torah all day long for anybody, for everybody. This musug was mischadish in the Beis Medrash of the Gro, in the Talmidei HaGro. And then, of course, it moved along to the yeshivas, Volozhin and the other yeshivas. And still, there is something that we need to understand. This nakuda that divides between the Derech HaBosham and the Derech HaGro. On the bottom of page 26, Achein Mashen Nuchal Loimer Lov She'enem Atim Im Shites Chassidus. Now we learned that everybody agrees that if a person is able to learn all day, a person is able to learn all day, he has the koiches to sit and learn all day, and that's not going to mean that his family is being ignored and the responsibility that's written in the ksuba is going to be ignored to care for his wife and for the family. Then kulei amalei pligi, everybody agrees that the ideal Jewish life is for a man to be able to sit and learn all day. And until the Derech HaGro, there doesn't seem to have been any machlokes that if those conditions are not met, so then there's a mahalach in Yiddishkeit that the Torah was not just given to Shevet Levi, the Torah was not just given to the Kahanim who were able to sit all day long in Beis Hashem, the Torah was given to all of Klal Yisrael, and that if those conditions are not possible for a person to sit and learn, then those who are able to learn all day should certainly be supported by Klal Yisrael, and those who are not should not feel that their lives are b'de'evet. But the Rebbeinu Shlom gave the Torah full of Klal Yisrael. So achin ma'ashenu chaloyim alav she'enem atim m'shitas chassidus. So where do we have a machlokes between the way of the Gra and the chassidim? Humash belito hayu regilim lechalek ulahavdil ben habnei Torah habnei yeshiva. Next page, what developed in Lita was a very distinct separation between those who were able to learn, those who were the B'nai Yeshivas, and the Jews who were the so-called simple or working Jews. They developed a tremendous divide between those two classes. Shazel Ben Yeshiva uben Torah Nala, that only the one who is able to learn all day, the ben Torah and the ben yeshiva, the ben Torah, v'ilu zeh she'ein Torah sumanoso, but a Jew who is not able to learn all day, rehu balabayis poshet, who can nochus darga, he was looked at as a simple balabas, and nochus darga means on a lower level. That these Jews were divided into different classes. The Bnei Torah, the ones who were able to sit, they were considered the Bnei Torah, who were able to sit and learn. And the Balabatim were considered to be Pshutim, a lower level of society. Hine Hagdorazu Hivadai Kenegra Chassidus. This Hagdorah of Jews, this placing of Jews into different classes in this way, is unquestionably against Chassidus. This is against the way of the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmid Baal Shem. Chassidus leigarsela hedya hagdara kazos. Chassidus never ever was gairis such a hagdara of a Jew. V'larak shalei holcha b'derech zeh. And not only that they didn't go in this way. That Chassidus never believed that it was necessary for every person to make that effort to become somebody whose entire life is just Talmud Torah. Chassidus was never goyres hagdara me'ein this hagdara of dividing Am Yisrael into different classes. It was never goyres such a thing. Now, v'shoyrish hadavar, anybody who learned a little bit Chassidus, who has a little bit of a taste of the way of the Baal Shem, understands that the shoyrish of this is also rooted in Pnimiyus HaTorah. Shoyrish hadavar hu be'echad ha'yisaydes ha'ikarim v'hagdoylim sh'nishchad shuv derech ha'chassidus. The shoyrish of this is in one of the great fundamental principles that was mischadish and emphasized very, very strongly in Chassidus. Ashagam zehu echad me'achidushim shel Chassidus am yisodim al adnei pnimiyus haTorah. As I said, and this too is based upon pnimiyus haTorah, as is all of Chassidus, pnimiyus haTorah. V'hu hamavur b'kisvei ha'ari. This is what is explained in the Kisvei ha'ari. Sheish inyan godol hanikra ha'alos hanitzaitzen. That the tachlis really of our being in this world is this avoida of lifting up the sparks, which we're learning about in the Anabakar Shia, what that means, lifting up the sparks. V'yesh harbe eifanim shel ha'alos nitzaytsim. There are many ways to do this. V'al pi ha'ari, ikar ha'alos hanitzaytsim hu b'shas ha'tfila. There's the time of davening. But the truth is that an Odom Yisrael, that a Jew is able to be icing the tachlis of creation, which is separating the toiv from the ra, uncovering that lokus and all that exists, making this world a place of gilui kvod shemayim of shechina. This can take place b'chol ha'inyanim she'osek b'hem, in everything that a person is doing. Ki b'chol dover she'yihu de'osek b'hem, yesh b'ze inyan shel tikunim v'halos nitzaytsin. Because every single thing in the life of a Jew, regardless of what his occupation is, every single thing, every single moment, every single place, is an opportunity for the tikunim of halos ha'nitzaytsis. B'gam ki she'osek b'mischar, even a person who is in business, ubechol ha'inyanim hagashmiyim, and everything in gashmiyus, whatever he's doing, eating and sleeping, the inyan of a husband and a wife, raising children, everything that a person is doing, is that this hashgacha protis that places before him a new opportunity for this tikkun of halos and yitzaytzis. Upashtus hakavona shel halos and yitzaytzin, and the simple meaning of halos and yitzaytzin, of lifting up these sparks. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said something that caused, and it causes to this day, caused the Misnagdim to become very, very upset. That the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that if there's a greatness of a person learning the Inyan of Shosh and Nagach HaSaparo, Ashnaim Arich HaMatalos, to learn the Inyan, how much more Salachas Kama Vakama, if that actually happens to you in life, and you're involved with the ox, and you're involved with the cow, or you're involved with the, and there's an Inyan that takes place in life, and you behave in a way according to the Ratzon Hashem, and you do the Ratzon Hashem in that situation that actually happens to you. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh not only said that it's possible to be an Oyved Hashem, although you spend your days with animals, working with animals, not only is it possible, but he said that if there's greatness in learning academically the sugya of what happens with these animals, Allah has come of a kama, that if you're Isaac with the animals themselves, he says such a thing. You could understand why that would cause people to get upset. But the Tachlis Habriya, Al Pi Da'ari, is the Birur HaNitzayitz, is the Birur HaKadusha, the Eitz Hadas, Toiv and Ra, and the Birurim that take place, Davke, on the highest level, when a person is Oisik B'inyonik Gashmias, he's involved in this world, and he rolls up his sleeves, and he's Oisik in this world, with Kavanas that are L'shem Shamayim. Now, understandably, it's very hard to do that. And it certainly is much safer to remain in the Beis Medrash. And as we learned last week, nobody's arguing that, especially in our days where it's so difficult to be an Eilei Chayid outside. But to understand that there couldn't possibly be a Hagdar in Chassid is to look down upon simple Jews, upon working people. There couldn't be such a Hagdar. Umekeven sha'oisik be'esek zeh. The person has in mind that he's involved in this work, in this job. Doesn't need any Kabbalistic kavanas. The intention is, I'm doing this to be mefarnes my family, to live according to the Ratzon Hashem, to provide a parnasa for my family. And by doing that, he's lifting up the Nitzaitis of Elokus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina HaKadosha that's in Golos, in the physical inyanim of this world, and the person is able to lift this up and to return it to Kedusha. Or you find yourself in unusual places, different places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person in this world to try to make a panasa. So the person is in Mekaymus Matzavim Shaina. So whereas the yeshiva bacher that's leaving Eretz Yisrael is told that that's it, you're doomed if you leave the yeshiva, if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you'll never ever be able to serve God again. It's not possible to be an Eved Hashem, not in America, not anywhere outside of the yeshiva, and only in Eretz Yisrael. That whole musig is completely foreign to Chassidus. Completely foreign to Chassidus. Although individuals might feel that way, and certainly if they hear it often enough, it might end up like that. But Al-Pi Da'ari and the Derech HaBaal Shem, Ayidei Shenimtzim B'Mekaymusim Atzov M'Shoinim, when a person is far away from Kedusha, when a person is Davka not in the Beis Medrash, when a person is Davka not in Eretz Yisrael. Again, not to say one shouldn't try to be in the Beis Medrash, and not to say that one shouldn't try to be in Eretz Yisrael. But if the Hashgacha Pratis is that a person is not in those places, and wherever God places you in your life, you behave as a Jew. You live according to halacha, and you have in mind that what you're doing should give nachas ruach to Hashem Yisbarach. That you're honest in business, that you work hard in an honest and real way. and that you try to learn every morning, every night. This was the life of a typical Erlich Hayid for thousands of years. There was a bocher today who told me that he heard from his rabbi in Eretz Yisrael that if you're not going to learn all day, then basically, this is the way he heard it. I don't believe the rabbi said it this exact way, but basically, that's not considered to be a Jew and an Eved Hashem, unless you're able to learn all day. He heard that. Again, I would speak to the rabbi whether he said those words, but there are a lot of boys that are hearing that. It's a chiddush. Jews never spoke that way. We never heard such things until relatively, historically, recently, to hear such words. That's the only way to be an Eved Hashem. There was never such a musig in Klal Yisrael. V'oymid b'chol ha'nisyonos shel ha'olam hazeh. So this Jew, this person, wherever he is, wherever the Hashgacha brings him, he tries to be honest and live according to Shulchan Aruch. He behaves b'darche ha'tayrim, and he tries so hard to be able to be strong and to withstand the nisyonos, the tests of Olam Hazeh. V'oisek b'maso matan b'emuna. And he is oisek in business b'emuna, with faithfulness and with honesty. That's halos hanitzaitis. It's the tachlis abriya. It's the tachlis of creation. Instead of a person feeling that his life is a b'deavid, that he's a failure, he failed his rebbe, he failed his parents, he beets him as a failure because he's living a life that's a b'deavid. It's not a b'deavid. Again, it was never interpreted or seen as a b'deavid. That's what Matul explains. A Jew that lives this way, there's not a Jew that's a b'de'evit. And not the way that he was looked down upon in many places, like a balabas, that he's not part of the world of Kedusha. That they used to make their own shuls, the balabat. The Talmid Chacham wouldn't want to daven together with the balabas. They wouldn't daven with balabatim. They didn't mix with them. Elahu Adam Shenishlach Latafkid Mesuyim Zeh Ba'olam. But rather, this person's life is a lechatchila, and he was sent into this world for a particular, specific tafkid. V'zo ha'tafkid shlo lechatchila, and that's his tafkid. That's his responsibility, his role in this world, lechatchila, not b'deavid. And not only that, it's possible the opposite. Vim lo yimale tafkid zeh, and if the person does not fulfill his tafkid, v'yoshev lilmoid, and he sat down and he's trying to learn all the time, harei over al tafkido, there is such a hechetimsa that he was over in his tafkid. There's even a story like that with the Beis HaLevi on Yom Kippur night. Maybe some of you are familiar with it. Well, there was a person who was one of the gvirim, one of the wealthy Jews, one of the balabatim of Brisk, was staying in the Beis Medrash after Yom Kippur night, after the davening was finished, was staying with the Talmid Chacham. He wanted to learn and to say Tehillim, and the brisker of the Beis HaLevi told him that he should go back and get some sleep. And the basic message was that you're a balabas, and we're the chabura that are learning here. If you stay up here and say Tillim and learn Mishnayos during the night, then in the end we're going to end up going to sleep. We're going to end up reversing these roles. So, was the Biskurov saying that a balabas doesn't have a chelik in learning? I don't believe so. I believe what he was saying is to tell this person that in the Asik that you're Asik in your life, your inyan is not to stay here right now all night in shul. That's not your inyan to stay all night in shul. And you can interpret that many ways, different ways, this story. But the ikir is that a person is sent into the world, people are sent into the world for different things. Vein omnam shebevadai tzorach kaidem livsoklo, shuachain odom kezesh shalchu oiso lakach. Of course, a person goes to yeshiva, and he makes his best effort to learn as he's growing up, and perhaps he is somebody that will be able to sit and learn and be in that position of Melechus HaKadosh. But v'im omnam yeh psak b'avruh shehu mechuyiv lios terasa umanasa, and if it's rebeyim who are responsible, understanding people, if they paskin that he is such a person that should be learning all day, that he has the ability to learn all day, and he can be matzliach in that, and he's one of those whose tafkid is to sit and learn all day. And again, everything works with his matziv in life and the inyan of his life. Then such a person is mechuyev to live, even if it means a life of dachkus, where a life of deprivation, not having much of this world. To sit and learn. That's his tafkid in the world. Regardless of how difficult it might be for him, again, the conditions have to be right, as far as his wife and family and so on. He has to sit and learn. But in the way of the Baal Shem Tov, if the understanding is that this is a person who should be going to work, it's not b'David. Then it's l'chadchila. That's what he is supposed to be doing. That's his tafkid, and that's l'chadchila, not b'David. Not that he's second rate, not that he's a loser, not that he's a failure, not that he's not matzliach. That's his tafkid l'chadchila. V'derech ha-chassidus, the bottom of the page, lo yigarlus ha-klal es ma she-hedgishu kol kach b'lita she-kol echad tzarech lios terasu menasu. Chassidus was never garlus this at all. What was taught in Litta, that every single person, every single man, it has to be terasu menasu. And as I mentioned last week, even in Litta, there was only a tiny percentage of the Jews of Lithuania that were actually sitting and learning all day. Before the Milchama, before the war. It's a tiny percentage. There were only a few thousand that were sitting in the yeshivas in all of Lithuania. But there were a lot of people who were sitting around feeling guilty. That's for sure. M'shemi she'ein terasu menasu, and any person who's not learning all the time, hayu k'misha nidcha, is like a person who's nidcha. Second rate, pushed away. V'lehisig esematara, he didn't accomplish what he was supposed to in life. Ki'ilo, he's a failure. He was not able to carry out his destiny, his purpose of why he was sent into the world. Every single male was sent into the world to learn all day. And only a person who learns all day, Can his life be described as successful? And only he reached that objective, that goal, which is, according to this way of seeing things, the goal for all men. Vim lav, and if he hasn't reached that, or if he's not able to do that, hari nichshol, it means he's failed. Ve'ein biyodem u'uma, and chalila, he has nothing to show for himself. He had some dumb job. He had some dumb job making millions of dollars, which paid for the yeshivas, of course. What was he doing his whole life? Avol hashkofa is derech chassidus, but the hashkofa of chassidus, again, which is mushrash in kisvayri and pnimis atayra, he shall lav davka hu adavar. It's lav davka. It's possible for a person. It's possible for a person who sits and learns day and night. And he fills himself with Torah. And he's a tremendous masmid. It sounds like a shocking thing. And nevertheless, he did not, it's possible that he still has not fulfilled his purpose in creation. And he didn't reach the tachlis. He didn't reach his tachlis. via pachas baharbe, and he could be less baharbe me adam acher she'ayver letzar panasasa than a person who's working for a panasa. Umisnai b'chesidus amar shemaim, and he lives a life of chesidus and yoshemaim. Could be even less. Now, this all would sound like, this would sound to many people like this is heretical. But this is something which is poshit in Chassidus. Poshit in Chassidus. Not something complicated, not something for advanced people. It's poshit. This is something that we could see ourselves. Particularly in our days. Roim zos mamish b'chush. That it's possible to find avrechim who are sitting and learning in koil, and that's what they're doing day and night. And Ramatel says again, I remind this is Ramatel saying this, it's not Weinberger saying this. And I wouldn't exchange their Yiddishkeit with the simple Yiddishkeit of Jews, Shabadar Sakradim of Jews from earlier generations. The simple Yiddishkeit of Jews from earlier generations. Even with Kama Vakama simple Jews of our days, of people who are called simple Jews. Shalahem Yesh Emunas Tzadikim, that you find by simple Jews, Emunas Tzadikim, very often you see great Emunas Tzadikim. And true and strong emunah b'Hashem, v'chamimus liyahadus, and a great warmth for Yiddishkeit, l'Shabbos kodesh, and a tremendous love for Shabbos, l'chol davar shebekdusha, and for everything kedusha. Not to say you don't have b'nei Torah that have that. Of course, you have many b'nei Torah that have that, and you would expect the likelihood is greater that b'nei Torah would have that. But all Ramatul is saying is lav davka. There are many avreichim, there are many people who learn all day, and they're filled with yeshus and gaiva, the conceit is dripping all over the place. And you have simple yidden, so-called simple yidden, they learn a few mishnayos and a little bit of an ein yakiv, and they come to shul three times a day, and they close all the sfarim that the guys from the kollel left open for them to put away, because they're too chashuv to put the things away. They leave it for balabatim to put away. And those balabatim can be filled with emunah, and everything they do is with mesikus, with sweetness, and love of other Jews, and love of Hashem. So it's lav davka, the fact that this person is learning, that person is not. And yet you could find that they're, so they have these lomdim, they're sitting all day with their lomdis, saying all kinds of fancy svaras, leaning back on the chair with the yarmulke up front, you know. Uma'ashnim cigarios, of course with a cigarette. Some of the biggest gaiva and yeshus you could find by Bnei Yeshiv, by Bnei Torah. Biggest gaiva, the biggest yeshus. It's something, it's unbelievable. The biggest yeshus and gaiva. Again, not chalila that is because of the Torah they're learning, chas v'shal. It just, what Ramatul is saying, it doesn't davka mean this or that. It doesn't davka mean this or that. Could be that the simple Jews are filled with emunah tzaddikim and emunah pshuta b'Hashem, and this fancy guy with all the fancy svaras, all kinds of emunah zaros, deis zaros, all kinds of strange ideas. They don't have Jewish way of looking at things, even though it shouldn't be that way. It's strange, but there is such a mitzvah. Ule'idach gisa, on the other hand. You could have a person who's in business and he's busy with his malacha. And every step of his life, he's dovuk b'Hashem. He doesn't take his mind off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every moment, every opportunity he has, he says a few words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's dovuk to Hashem. And such a person can come into davening, and he's on fire during davening. There's a very important maimer from the Baal HaTanya, from the Alter Rebbe, Maim Rabbim. It's a very, very important maimer, this Indian of Maim Rabbim. And he conducts his business be'emuna with great faithfulness and honesty. U'mekadesh shem shemayim ba'asakav. And he's mekadesh shem shemayim at work. He behaves in such a way where he makes a kiddush Hashem. His entire existence is a kiddush Hashem. V'yoyman v'layli yechai kol kuloi b'soich olam sh'amun v'ashgacha. And this business person lives yoyman v'layla, his entire life is in a world of emunah and hashgacha. Belief in Hashem is Baruch, hashgacha is Hashem. He lives in emunah. V'chi yechaylum l'zalzal b'adam kezeh. Can you look down on such a person? Can you look down on such a person? V'loyimar lov shehu, hu rak balabas. They say he's some balabas, like in a derogatory way. V'ein a ben Torah, and he's not a ben Torah. V'dover kezeh. This way of looking at things, that only a person who sits and learns, that dafka that person achieved his goal in life, will be im lav, and if a person, if a Jew does not do that, his whole life is a failure, that way of looking at things, it's absolutely cannot be said, al-pi chassidus, not by the chassidim and not by the svadim, who are mushroshim in teres ha'ari. No such thing. There was never such a thing. Not by the Chassidim, by the Svardim. And Roy Ruba of all Ashkenazic Jews, never such a thing. That's true in our generation, and earlier generations. Chassidim, they did not engage in these chilukim between Bnei Torah and Balabatim. It wasn't part of the vocabulary of Chassidus. By the Chassidim, even there could be even Jews that were working, and they were people were defined not by whether they were learning all day or working all day, but there were Jews, yesh anoshim Chassidim bnei Aliyah miramam, who were Chassidish Yidden bnei Aliyah, v'yesh anoshim pshutim shem bnei Aliyah, and there were people who were not bnei Aliyah. Avol shapa yochli yoshabal mischa ye ben Aliyah. But it had nothing to do with what the guy did for a living. Could be that he was working. But he was understood as a person who was Dovuk Bashem and Oisik and Chassidus and is a Ben Aliyah. So it could be that the man that was working was seen as a Ben Aliyah. And a person who was sitting in the shtibl, in the bismedrash, learning all day, was seen as a pashtu the yid, maybe a person very much rooted in the olam hazeh. V'hagam shalagabi inyin limud ha'Torah. Of course, nobody is arguing. Shalagabi inyin limud ha'Torah bevadei sheyesh mayli yaseir l'zeh ha'loy me'Torah sheterasu menasu. Nobody is saying that Chalila, that there isn't the great, it's not the greatest thing that a person is sitting and learning. Ach ein zem muchrach. All Ramatl is explaining is that ein zem muchrach shebishayr in yonim ugam kein odam nali yoyser. We see this with our own eyes. That doesn't mean that just because a person is learning that he's not a balgaiva, that he's not lazy, that he's not self-centered. It doesn't dafka mean that. There was a maaser by Ramel Primizlana, Schusser Galena, that he came to, he went like a magid to different places, and he was in Litta by a place of a stronghold of the Misnagdim. And the way it worked in those days, that a magid would come to a town, and he would go to the Rav, and the Rav would talk to him and learning, and would see whether he's somebody that's worthy of giving a drasha. I think they might say this story from Rabbi Elimelech, I'm not sure. It's him or Rabbi Meir Primzlan. So you would go, and if the Rav felt that you were worthy, then you would be able to, that's how the Magid would make a panosa, by going from town to town. They didn't know who the person was. He would speak to the Rav first, and then he would get up and he would give a drasha. So they say on either Naim Elimelech or Rabbi Meir Primzlan that he came, And the Rav said that this person's a great person. And the whole town came. Everybody was very excited. There's a Magid that came. And he began with an unbelievable pilpul. He said an amazing drasha. Ooh, hi, all the lomdim, everybody's going out of their kalim. And then he said, Chazal say that Isaac Gatar Lishma, Zerch Ledvarm Harbe. If a person learns Tar Lishma, he's Zerch Ledvarm Harbe. He reaches all different madregas. Zerch Ledvarm Harbe. So he said, so where's the Dvarm Harbe over here in this city? I don't see the Dvarm Harbe in this town. If you'd be Isaac and Tar Lishma, there'd be Dvarm Harbe. What Dvarm Harbe do you have here? Who are the Balei Ruach HaKodesh in this town? Who are people on Mechaim Esam over here in this town? Whatever happened to the guarantee of Isaac Bater Lishma, if someone learns Tar Lishma, he's Zerch Ledvarm Harbe. And then he had to run out and he tried to kill his all mice. And they saw that he was one of the Kat, he was one of the followers of Chassid. It doesn't mean that a person is a greater person. It's sad, it shouldn't be that way. I'm not going to go into why that is, but just the fact that a person is learning all day doesn't necessarily make him into an Adam Na'ali Yaiser. We see that there was a Shevet Yisachar and there's a Shevet Zvulun. And Moshe Rabbeinu Omar, Smach Zvulun B'tzei Yisachar V'Yisachar Bo'alacha. And Moshe Rabbeinu brought them together and said that they're both happy. Zvulun goes out to work and Yisachar stays in Bismedrish. And he didn't make a chilek between them. V'shibeach Hashneim, he praised both of them. Next page. Vaf al pi, page 28. Shagam al pi chasidus. Ein zu sheila klal shim yochel adam leshevus vilolmoi. He repeats this again. There shouldn't be any misunderstanding, but there's always misunderstandings. That if a person is able to sit and learn, bimze yavi panosel lebeisav and to provide for his family, he nimat toivim anoyim hu. That's good. Kfi shabiyarnu. Avim mikomakam loy gorsus et shvichim lahachmir. Chassidus was not goyres, that one has to be strict. Ulahadir kolkach begin ze, in this inyan, vilakvo hanocha, and to necessarily come to the conclusion, shezo ha'ikr should be ikarm, that this is the ikr of ikarm, this is the goal of all goals, and the idea of all ideals, vein shum dov is uloso, and there's nothing other than this, vilifsoi kaloch lamais al pi hanocha zu. And to paskin haloch, as far as his life is concerned, ki'ilu, this is something which is absolutely unquestionable, that this is what he has to do with his life. The Chassidim, they didn't make a special chumra by this inyan, and there was not a particularly strong hakpada that somebody should dafke sit and learn all day. And they held that a person can be a complete chassid, gami she'ein terasa umanasa, even if you're not learning all day. You're busy with work. The Mesil Sham that we started with last week. Shalom Chal says Befeish, that we learned last week. And therefore we already learned. That's why he began by emphasizing what the Ramchal says. That this is not Dafkin Inyan of Chassidus. This is also the shita of other Gedolei Yisrael. Who did not agree. That everybody should be terosu manasa. And again, it's not clear that's their hagra of the gra himself either. Just it evolved somehow from the Bisamedrish of the gra. That's not important how that happened now. And great Kedusha came out from that, of course. But it's different. It was never looked down upon by all Gedolei Yisrael that a person should go to work and bring a parnasa for his family. It was never looked down upon. It was never seen as a bedevit for somebody who's not an ish matzliach. Obviously means to be at work in a way of emuna and yoshamayim and to stand strong with the nisyonis and so on. And a person who's working has to try as much as possible to learn to concentrate on learning as much as possible during the day. Whatever time he's able to in the morning, at night, whatever, to learn, of course he should try to learn and to put in time into davening. Nakuda Zeis, he chelik me ha'inyan shederach ha'chassidus yarchivim ha'od es ha'vodu shabuchol drechach ha'de'eyim. Everybody knows this. The chassidus emphasized b'chol drechach ha'de'eyim, to know Hashem in all your ways. V'limdu la'odam shabuchol mokum shiyah. The chassidus always taught that wherever a person is, b'chol matzev shuhu nimsa, and whatever his matzev is in life, yochol hu lavad is Hashem is baruch, he could be oved Hashem. And if min hashamayim he was brought into a certain matzav, and he was given something that he has to do, if it's a matzav where he can learn, or at that time he's not able to learn, whether a person has a strong mind, a good head, from Shemayim, they didn't give him a strong head. Whatever matzav the person is in, you were sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are shliach min Hashemayim, lifol ba'olam ahu, to be poel, to be mekavli shem Shemayim, and to be mekavin l'shem Shemayim, in that place that you're in, at that moment of your life. And you have to look at yourself in that world that God has put you into at that moment of your life. You have to look at yourself as what I'm doing right now is l'chadchila. If I'm taking care of the children today, it's not b'deved, it's l'chadchila. If I'm going to visit somebody in the hospital, it's not b'deved, and I'm upset and I'm annoyed that I would rather be learning now. It's l'chadchila that I'm being sent as a shliach there by Hashem Yisbarach, who gave me a petek, a tzettel, and said, close your sefer now and go take care of what needs to be taken care of. And so it is with all the shlichus of our lives in this world. It's not a bedevit. It's l'chadchila. Vein odem acha sheyochel lifol as ma shehu yochel lifol l'fi matzov l'fi erko. And Hashem appointed you and designated you to take care of this shlichus on his behalf, because nobody else in the world can do what you need to do, what needs to be done dafki in your way by you at this moment in time in that place that you were sent. Period. It's not a b'de'evet. It's l'chadchila. V'rakhu nishloch min hashamayim b'oifem miyuchel esakin tikunim eil. And that only you were sent this moment to be mesaken these tikkunim in this exact way. This Rav Meir from the town of Mir. Shaya ben Aliyah Obama Drega Gordel, this chassid of the Lechavitcher, was a big Oved Hashem. And he was a very big business person. And this Rabbi Meir was once by the Balatanya. The Balatanya was very nispol, was very impressed, was amazed by him. When he asked this Reb Meir from Mir, the Baal Tanya asked him, leave the business and stay by me. The Baal Tanya said, I'll take care of all that you need, that you should be able to stay here with me and learn. He asked him in a kli mafur, and the Tanya said, I will make you into a kli mafur, into a beautiful kli. The Baal Tanya held, she Yehudi kigoyin zed sarach l'shevus v'lumad. The Baal Tanya was from Linta. The Baal Tanya held that this Jew, Reb Meir from Mir, should stay and learn. K'shechozer Reb Meir l'Lechavitch, so he didn't. So when he went back to Lechavitch, v'sipa zoyis lifnei harav ha'kodesh b'Lechavitch, and he told his Rebbe the Lechavitcher, Amule Harav Hakadosh Melachovich, Sherish Hanefesh Shalcha, I know you better, and the Sherish of your soul, the root of your soul, Hushat Tzarech Lihas Seicher or Balabayis, Mutam Chederaisa, that you have to be a Seicher, a Balabayis, and to support Torah. And Rebbetzin says, "If ain't come Mokem L'Harach B'Chala Uvda, there's more to the story, and there's no point in going to the entire into all the details." And there are many other stories of Chassidish Yidden, Sha'af Shahayu Soichem Bali Malacha, Hayu Bali Madrega, that even though they were business people, they were big Bali Madrega. While Yugam Ke'elus Zochu LeGilui Eliyahu, there are also stories of those who were Zoicha for Gilui Eliyahu. It depends lefi ha'inyan of that person's life and the sherish ha'nefesh of who this person is. The sherish ha'nefesh of who the person be'emes is and what he needs to accomplish in his life. The lechavitcher was very attached to this person, and the lechavitcher saw in that way into the sherish of Remeir's existence, that his inyan was to be a tamcha deraisa, to support Torah, and to be oisik in what he was oisik in. That's what he saw. In the way that it was paskin for that particular person, for that individual person. But it's not that across the board, that it's a psak. There was never such a thing, chassidus, that there was a psak that every person, lechachila, that's how he has to live. And therefore, it couldn't possibly have evolved within the ranks of the chassidim that there should be a way of looking at people and looking down at people just because they're working and they're not learning. And to make such a division within Klal Yisrael, a separation within Klal Yisrael, kilu, any self-respecting, decent young man, the only thing he could possibly do with his life is to sit and learn all day. There was never a signon like that. It was never heard like that. It was never taught like that among the Chassidim. Just nowadays, there's a hashpah from the yeshivas that's also had some hashpah by the Chassidim, but it's still very, very different. Very different. And in this nekuda, There's still a tremendous chiluk between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim. Bez Hashem, next week we'll try to finish the kuntres. There's one other piece, a small piece that I wanted to do in the Inyan of Simcha, a little bit on the Inyan of Simcha, and then we'll begin to learn a very beautiful sefer, which I'm still keeping as a surprise, which one we're going to be Isaac in. Bez Hashem, we should be able to start in 2 or 3 weeks. Rabbi Yontif, Shkara.
I know it may seem obvious, but Ramato is really focusing on being mechalek lili Torah, right? But would we be able to draw this also into just general diversity in the Jewish community, like also being able to say that, like, you know, if people are different social status? I know it sounds obvious, but obviously people come from different backgrounds, people come from different things. Would we be able to say that if someone is osek in a certain type of way of living, does that also give them that they're also obviously they're kind of in their own way?
When you say a way of living, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Right.
Way of living.
I mean, within the constructs of halacha and what they may be doing, but being able to say, let's say, social class or color of skin or, you know.
The Inyan Chassidus, when one learns properly with the Inyan of Ahavas Yisrael, in Chassidus, the Sugi of Ahavas Yisrael, to learn the Tzemach Tzedek and the Mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, and to learn the Maimer, the Maimer of the Rabbi Rashab Hecholtzun, to go into the sugya properly of Ahavas Yisrael, we see the Indian of Ahavas Yisrael is mitzad neshama. Therefore, it couldn't possibly have to do with the color of skin. It couldn't possibly have to do with whether you have a short coat or a long coat. It couldn't have to do with any of the chitzonis, because the nekuda of Ahavas Yisrael is of Echol Kolono, that we have one father. And the whole Indian of period of separation division comes from a person focusing on the guf, on what this person's body looks like, or even how this person behaves with his body, what he does. So, in Pnimius, there couldn't possibly be any way in Chassidus. That doesn't mean to say you don't have Chassidim or not living in the way of Chassidus. There are plenty who are not living in the way of Chassidus. That's not we're learning what Chassidus is. Be'etzem, Chassidus removed all barriers between Jews completely, and that's why within one generation, a huge part of Klal Yisrael ran to the way of Chassidus. They ran to it. It's one of the reasons why they ran to the way of the Baal Shem Tov. Because those walls, those mechitzas that were separating between Jews because of what they do for a living, or how they look, whether somebody wears this or dresses like that, and so all of these separations with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, those walls came falling down. They came down. It was the great equalizer, and that's what Jews were looking for, and that's what Jews are still looking for. Unfortunately, I mean, if everybody would be like Reb Motl, what Reb Motl is writing, it would be different. This is the true picture of a chassidus, of what the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world. This is really what he brought to the world. A color of a person, could there be any greater insanity than whether a person is this color or that color, or the person Ashkenaz is Sfarad? Could there be any greater insanity? This guy's a Galician, this one's a Hungarian, this is a Litvak, this is a Hungarian. There can't be any greater insanity, because the only kud of Ahavis is Sfarad, Mitzad the Neshama. Where's the Neshama? A neshama doesn't come from Hungary, it doesn't come from Poland. And the Shom doesn't come from Chabad, it doesn't come from Chagas, it doesn't come from Breslov, it doesn't come from Morocco or from Iran. And the Shom comes from the same Rebbeinu Shlom, from the Father. It's a Chelik L'Kamim Al Mamish. That's what Ahavas Yisrael is. That's what it is. It has nothing to do with what you do for a living, as long as you're an Erlich Yid and you try to live according to Halacha, you try to do the best thing. So, that's what it is. That's what it means to be a Jew.